Track 3, Tim's Brain Teaser Quiz. Yes, it's quiz time again, and I'm sure you can't contain your excitement. What has Tim got up his sleeve this month, I wonder? Well, the person who knows is Sam, so here she is.
Well, here we are again. It's quiz time, and this is about time. The 20th century, in fact. Well, I've got 10 questions with multiple choice answers for you, so you could just guess A, B, or C, or pick one at random. But hey, they aren't that difficult. Honest. Well, I'm sure some of you will remember one or two of the events that we will be quizzed upon. And as usual, the questions are given on this track, then the answers will be on a later track on this edition of Just Talk. So buckle up. You ready? Here we go. Question number one. Which kind of establishment was first opened in Bayswater in London in 1949? Was it A pharmacy, B, a fast food takeaway, or C, a launderette? So that's which kind of establishment was first opened in Bayswater in London in 1949? Was it A pharmacy, B, a fast food takeaway, or was it C, a launderette? And question number two. Why did the annual Oxford and Cambridge boat race have a rerun in 1912? Was it A, because both boats sank, B, there were not enough spectators, or C, both teams finished at the same time? So why did the annual Oxford and Cambridge boat race have to rerun in 1912? Was it A, both boats sank, B, there were not enough spectators, or C, both teams finished at the same time? And question number three. Which favourite children's comic was first published in 1937? Was it A, the Beano, B, Bunty, or was it C, the Dandy? So which favourite children's comic was first published in 1937? Was it A, the Beano, B, Bunty, or C, the Dandy? And question number four. Britain's first credit card was introduced in 1966. Can you name it? Was it A, Barclay Card, B, Visa, or was it C, MasterCard? So that's Britain's first credit card was introduced in 1966. Can you name it? Was it A, Barclay Card, B, Visa, or C, MasterCard? Nearly halfway through now. Question number five. What was finally completed in 1928 after 70 years of work? Was it A, Chambers English Dictionary, B, Cambridge Encyclopedia, or C, the Oxford English Dictionary? So, what was finally completed in 1928 after 70 years' work? Was it A, Chambers English Dictionary, B, the Cambridge Encyclopedia, or was it C, the Oxford English Dictionary? Question number six. What became a legal requirement on British motor vehicles in 1954? Was it A, wearing front seat belts? Or was it B, having a left wing mirror? Or C, having flashing indicators? So that's what became a legal requirement on British motor vehicles in 1954. Was it A, wearing front seat belts, B, having a left wing mirror, or was it C, having flashing indicators? And question number seven. In what year did England win their first rugby international against France? Was it A, in 1905, was it B, 1906, or was it C, 1907? So that's what year did England win their first rugby international against France? Was it A, 1905, B, 1906, or C, 1907? And question number eight. In 1940, which three foods were first to be rationed during the Second World War? Were they A, bacon, eggs and sugar? Was it B, butter, eggs and sugar? Or was it C, bacon, butter and sugar? So that's in 1940, which three foods were first to be rationed during the Second World War? Were they A, bacon, eggs and sugar, B, butter, eggs and sugar, or C, bacon, butter and sugar? And our penultimate question is question number 9. Which London landmark was opened in 1965? Was it A, Tower Bridge? Was it B, the Millennium Eye? Or was it C, the Post Office Tower? So which London landmark was opened in 1965? Was it A, Tower Bridge? B, the Millennium Eye? Or was it C, the Post Office Tower? And our final question is question number 10. In 1947, which couple married in London and then went on to honeymoon in Hampshire? Were they A, Princess Michael and Michael of Kent? Was it B, Princess Margaret and Lord Snowdon? Or was it C, Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten? So, in 1947, which couple married in London and then went on to honeymoon in Hampshire? Were they A, Princess Michael and Michael of Kent? Was it B, Princess Margaret and Lord Snowdon? Or was it C, Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten? Phew, well, that wasn't so hard, was it? Eh? It was? Ah. Oh, well. Well, I'll be back later with all the important answers. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. I can't wait to hear how we all did.